The time is 10:16 a.m. Sorry for the microphone malfunction. Good morning, everyone. Madam Clerk, will you please do roll call?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Chair Lemon?
Present. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Next on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Whitehorn, would you render us a prayer, please?
Father God, I come to you today just thanking you for being an awesome and mighty God for us. We just thank you today for the abundance of rain that we're having, Lord. It's so good to have that washing and to replenish our water supply, and we thank you for that. Lord, I just ask for protection for the people that might be in the way of harm where the storms are coming, Lord. I just ask that you look down on them, protect them. Watch out for those that cry out and need your help, Lord. Comfort them. And I just thank you that we can come together and do the work for our people that need to be done. Let us make the best decisions we can for them, Lord. I just ask that you bless our young children. Be with them. Be with their hearts and their minds. Be with our elders that need help and that need comfort, Lord, and just those that are sick, Lord, just touch and heal them. I just thank you for the men and women that are in the line of duty and service. I thank you for our Loveland Fire Department. They go from fire to waters that might be out of control. So just protect them in the work they do to help our people. All these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. All right, committee, next on our agenda is the approval of minutes. It's attached to the calendar.
Chairwoman?
Yes, ma'am.
Move to approve the minutes from, what was the date on that? 9/23.
There's a motion.
As presented.
Thank you. There's a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
A motion with a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, please say yes. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, committee. All right, next on our agenda is ONCA 2544, an act to repeal the health clinic construction fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard, and I believe we do have some treasury in attendance. So you have the floor, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chair, and good morning, committee. I filed this bill with the intent to ask that Congress if they would consider repealing this fund. And the reason why is that, as you know, we have a health construction loan now that will address all of our needs for the build of our clinic. And there, what we had noticed was in our balances of our revolving funds that there was an amount that was wired over to our health system. I think it was 1.3. And what we had asked the treasurer to do was, number one, let's make sure that that balance was correct. And I believe they have done their research and that money had come out of third-party revenue. And I apologize, I could not find the original appropriation to that. And maybe the treasurer has since we've discussed this. But this is us just kind of cleaning up and repealing some revolving funds now that, you know, their intent is expired. I feel like the health system is secure now in their funding for their construction, and I feel like the 1.3 that was transferred over now assists them in to finish their build or assist in that, and that that this fund is not necessary any longer. But that's my intent of this bill, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard, did you want Treasury to speak on it?
Yeah, Treasurer Batson, do you or Ryan want to speak to your research on the balance and everything? And if you guys feel that the amount that was wired was the correct amount and the intent of the revolving fund and everything was in place?
Mr. Batson or Mr. Armstrong? We see you there, but we don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you are, sir. You have the floor.
Did you hear us, Clark? Or Treasurer Batson, were you able to hear us?
Yes, I heard you the whole time.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you.
Ryan's going to be here shortly. We thought this was at 10:30, but okay, that in ONCA 1745, Congress gave them $1.5 million in tribal dollars. And then on ONCA 20-78 in 2020, Congress appropriated $2 million of clinic third-party revenue to the Health Clinic Construction Fund. So a total of $3.5 million went into it. $2,111,000 has been spent. So there's a little under $1.4 million left. And that all consists of clinic third-party revenue. So it's their money. It's not a tribal appropriation. Congress appropriated it, but it is health system money from third-party revenue.
From restricted third-party revenue, Mr. Treasurer. Yes, thank you. So you're in agreement that this fund is no longer needed and we can do away with this revolving fund also?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I just need to back up. I need to apologize. We finished session pretty early and we started at 10:15. So I do apologize for not giving you guys a heads up.
It's okay. We made it work.
All right. Committee, do you have any questions for Mr. Batson or for the sponsor? Okay, hearing none. Is there any movement?
Chair.
Vice Chair.
I'd like to make a motion to report ONCA 25-44 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
There's a motion with a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say yes. Yes. Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries and ONCA 25-44 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Now, Mr. Batson and Ms. Congresswoman Rebar, we did add 2550 just a few moments ago to this agenda, but if we don't want to speak about it today and we're not ready, that's fine. It'll just stay here. But if you would like the opportunity, it is here for that today. And this is ONCA 2550, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Let me go grab Rebecca real quick.
Okay. He wants to talk about it. Okay. Wonderful. We'll just need a few moments.
So, Chair, if I may, it seems as though that right now in Treasury, and I don't want to speak for them, but I see it in our meetings, and I think Congressman Big Horse would agree that they're really working on these balances of the revolving funds, and they've done a lot of work, and it looks like in review, it seems as though Treasury is the one asking for this appropriation. I just wanted to make that clear that they're looking and analyzing where we are. I think it's smart. It's our second quarter of this fiscal year, and this is exactly what needs to be happening, and that we're looking at our fund balances to make sure we can make it through the end of the fiscal year. Also, this bill takes this appropriation. It's coming out of the retained revenue. And so it's, as you know, I think it's going to take more than one vote. Is that correct, Jordan?
It takes eight.
Is it eight?
For the retained revenue.
Is it retained revenue?
Yes.
Yeah. And now this is where the treasurer is requesting that it's coming out of the retained revenue. Of course, that's up to us, but it does change the amount of votes that we would need to pass this legislation.
Okay. I just want the committee and Mr. Batson to know that if Rebecca can't come to visit with us, that's okay. We can talk about this. I will be having further meetings.
We're here.
Okay.
I'm here, sorry.
I threw this on here. I'm really sorry. And you have the option to either leave it here and come back another day and talk about it, or if you want to go ahead and talk about it today, then we might get to move it.
That's fine. I can talk about it here today.
Wonderful. All right. Go right ahead.
So I know I spoke a lot about this when we were in seizure session, that I wanted to review it in March, just to make sure that we're on track for our expenditures for the fund. Typically, this fund spends about $13.5 million a year, as you know, during seizure. I believe the request was around $10 million, $10.9, $10.6 million, because we had a $3 million left in that fund balance. And in review, I did get a couple of emails. I don't have them right in front of me. I apologize. I'm on Treasurer Batson's laptop. But I did get an email that there has been a little bit of an increase. I'm not sure if many are familiar with the semaglutide and all the compounds, GL1 compounds that help with diabetes and weight loss and things like that. They're now covered by our insurance. So there was an increase in that. So we are hitting a little bit more or expending a little bit more than originally thought. It looks like there might be about $200,000 that we would be under or over, I guess, and we would spend $200,000 more. And so I felt it best to go ahead and put $500,000. I do know there have been some executive orders that have came out through the U.S. government's office, the White House, that are no longer allowing the compounds to be mixed. So you either have to go with Ozempic or Mounjaro. So my best guess take on it is that that number will start to trend down instead of increase, because you're no longer able to get the compound. So I felt it best to go ahead and put a little bit more in there, but I do want to make a note of this and make everyone very aware. It does not cover our liability for the rollovers and all of the other plans that we're always cautious about. This just covers and what it's trending. So I just want to make that very aware. I've been watching it quarterly. I've even had another accountant come in and review it as well. So I just want to make everyone aware of it, that that $500,000 is what I'm thinking will cover for the rest of the year. And I did recommend coming from the retained revenue just to not touch the remaining balance, try to help ease a little bit of that request. I don't think Treasury has, you know, if you guys want to take it out of remaining balance instead of retained revenue, that's fine too. I was just trying to help with the remaining balance.
Thank you, Ms. Rebecca. So in your research, you were looking at what the trends were doing, and this is, I'm not surprised. If these particular medications, which are for weight loss and for help people with also that are diabetic, the GLP-1s and GLP-2s, which we've all hear, we see all the commercials that are out there, you know, about, you know, taking this medication. I really appreciate this research because it helps us feel, it helps me feel better about this appropriation, because we actually have some quality data that you guys have researched to say this is why it trended up the way that it did, because these were allowable expenses on our health benefit fund from compounding pharmacies. But as a safety net, I also truly appreciate that you are you're wanting to put more here because of those trends until that executive order, which it should be in effect already, but now the people will have to go to a provider, to the doctor, to actually get the medication under their insurance, and it won't be covered under our health benefit fund anymore. And so I suspect we'll get some phone calls concerning that, but we don't have any control over what that is as far as that goes, unless we make a change down here. We do. And so, okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just needed to rehear what you just said so I can, because I think it's real interesting why the health benefit card won't cover that.
It will, yeah, in a way that it can. You can use it for your prescription, but it won't cover the, okay, so let me back up. Let me give an example. So have you guys seen the commercials for Hims and Hers and the GLP-1s?
Right.
And you can order it through the mat. I mean, you can do a FaceTime visit, and then you can have a provider there, and they can send it to you in the mail, and you get your own injections, and you start giving yourself your own injections after you get trained on it through another video. So those compounding pharmacies that are out there are no longer able to produce those drugs because of an executive order from the Trump administration saying that they're basically saying that the shortage that was there, because I think Congresswoman Goodfox could speak to this one, there was a time when those drugs were for diabetes, but it was being found out that they could be used for weight loss also. And so they were being heavily prescribed for weight loss, and our diabetic patients throughout the nation, there was a shortage for those particular drugs for people who actually have diabetes that is more life-threatening than weight loss. So we had a letter come out from our clinic saying that, you know, there was a shortage and that they were only going to be prescribed for diabetes. So that's just like a bigger overall view. So what ended up happening is there was a push to have other companies start making this particular drug or two different drugs because there was such a huge shortage. But now we've caught up, and the administration of Trump wants them to stop making all these compounding pharmacies and only be allowed to utilize from the name brand and then the off brand of the name brand of Ozempic. There's the Mejorno, Wegovy. I can't remember all the names of them. Does that explain? And so then what was happening is your health benefit fund card, you could just use it for that also. But now you're going to have to use it like for the name brand type of things. You couldn't use your compounding pharmacies anymore for it. Does that make sense?
It does now. I just needed to be clear that it still could be used, but it's going to have to be for the more expensive pharmaceutical formulations that are higher in price than the generics that were allowed to be made when there was a shortage, right?
Yes, okay. That's basically it. Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Redcorn,
so sorry.
It's okay. Thank you. So to add to that, and the trend will be, so like Mounjaro, for example, the compound version of that has already stopped. The FDA is the one who came out with this regulation. So Mounjaro had to stop by, I believe, the end of March or this week. The Ozempic compound has to be done being created by April 22nd. That's the cutoff date for that one. Now, the other flip side of that is, though, it kind of makes me wonder if this trend won't continue a little bit, because what the FDA also did was force those name brand companies to drive down the cost of those medications because they charge exponentially more here in this country than they do for those name brand medications overseas. So in other countries, you can get name brand Ozempic or Mounjaro for like $89 a month, like the actual brand name, same drug. But here now they are capped at being able to charge like it's like $249 or $319, I can't remember, for the lower doses, and $399 or $400 and something for the higher doses of those name brand medications. So we may still see that there may be one or partial expenditures of that, because the compounding medication tended to be fairly expensive too if people were using it for that. But the overall hope is that in this country, the manufacturers will continue to lower the prices of those name brand medications for people who need to buy them off insurance, just so our health benefit trends are aware. And I think it's really important, though, to look at that. I'm glad you're doing that, Rebecca. Just to see what people are actually spending our money on. I think this is really important. If I'm just going to give my own spiel for here for a second, I think this is also an important trend for our clinic to be paying attention to, on what our people are spending their benefit funds on. That's really important. It's important for our people and their health, for us to know how to meet needs. And so I think if our clinic wants to talk about how to have retained some of those visits for people who may have been utilizing these telemed services to order their GLP-1s, that's something I think we should be looking at and caring for our people. Just want to add that in there. But I do think it's interesting that this is a trend, and I appreciate you paying attention to it, Rebecca.
So our clinic does
Madam
have,
Chair.
Oh, yes, go right ahead.
I also wanted to point out something too. As of 10/1/24, the Osage Nation health insurance that we get as employees for the nation has added, I believe it's Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, and the other one that I can't think of the name of, the off-brand name, have also been added to the insurance for weight loss. So I know that expense to get the name brand is going to be cheaper than when you were going to a pharmacy or to another pharmacy or a nurse practitioner or whoever you have. Those medications, the compounds, were more expensive. But now, as of 10/1, your copay, because our health benefits that's an option for you. Your copay is going to be lower than what it is for the compound now that you were getting before. So I am hopeful, but again, I am still very cautious. Like Whitney was saying, I want to make sure that the fund is covered. And I think that $500,000 will cover what I'm seeing it trending to do and also allow for if there's anything else that comes up.
Thank you, Rebecca. And just, I appreciate that and information, even for anyone listening in, because we don't know, people could be out there listening on Mixler. Our clinic also does have a weight loss program for adults and adolescents. And so just want to put that plug out there for everyone. They don't necessarily, it's your plan when you go in there. I'm not saying that you have to take this medicine or that you should take this medicine. It's whatever plan you guys devise yourself as your own patient. So, okay. Do we have any further questions? Congresswoman, any further questions? Oh, let's do it. Motion with a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Hearing no opposed, the motion carries, and ONCA 2550 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. I just want to take a moment really quick. Mr. Armstrong, I do apologize for not shooting you a text to tell you that we were going to start at 10:15. I see that you've arrived, and if you needed to say anything, you may.
No, I think I missed the discussion on the health clinic construction revolving fund, and that's all that I was going to comment on. So,
okay. Well, I appreciate all the research that you did on that and for showing up and being flexible with us down here.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we are at adjournment. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of adjourning, please say yes. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.